This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Advice is good yesterday as it is today from the 940.
It's terrible advice.
Cooper flag time, baby. And that's right. So in case you missed the breaking news in the crosstalk or on our Facebook page, and I'd really appreciate it if you would follow us at the KNC Masterpiece.
Hashtag Tologo.
It's got an ampersand is what I'm going to say. I don't actually know if that's how you say the word because I usually say it wrong. Kyrie Irving has suffered a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee. So
somebody texted in Kevin from the 214. Got to talk to my therapist soon. For some reason, I'm only able to be intimate from hours 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So when I started, I didn't read that all the way through.
So stupid.
I only read the first part and I assumed it was about Kyrie. So that's what I was thinking today.
Did you now?
Today can be your therapy. Like today, okay, with the KNC Masterpiece, we can be your therapy. You can text in, let your feelings out, let your real feelings out. Here's what I suggest though. Don't aim your anger today.
Okay.
Just vent it out. Vent it out. Whatever it is that hurts you the most about what you saw go down with Kyrie last night. That was his body.
And I promise we're going to get to the sports of this all, but I just have a quick side question. Are people more inclined or less inclined to get it going when they're sad about sports? Like, does that make you feel better or are you like, I'm done?
Well, I'm going to say if you're drinking, it's less because then you're just more excited, more interested in having another drink. You're like, this will make the pain go away. By the way, it doesn't make the pain go away for a short period of time, but you're gonna feel it the next day and you're still gonna be there, and probably after the alcohol you're a little more depressed, so all those things kind of go in together. But if there's also a thing though where, hey, I need something to satisfy my soul, I need to relax a little bit, all right?
Yeah,
I need to get a moment where my innie and my outie both experience the moment.
Somebody's been watching Severance. From the 817.
Alec looked very confused.
I'm so concerned.
From the 817, this is also Nico's fault. From another 817, time to hashtag capture the flag. Now that is with two G's. I love it. No notes. You're doing great work this morning, 817.
I'll text in Tolo Go from 817, and he's going to love you even more.
This is absurd. You lost, you had the best, I think you had arguably the best tandem, or surely one of the best tandems of bigs in the league. And that's before you made the trade that most everyone really, really disliked, except I found out yesterday somebody at my church really liked the trade. That was shocking news to me. But most everybody disliked that trade. And then you get a third big. And so now you definitely have the most badass trio of bigs in the NBA. And then every single one of them gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, not that far removed from that, Kyrie Irving hurts his knee, went ahead and still shot the free throws. Turns out he has a season-ending torn ACL. He's out for the rest of the year, and this team is screwed.
Yeah, because
that's my analysis.
If you made this trade on 2K, you could turn off injuries, and you're pretty happy with the trade. Like, you're like, hey, man, I got a lot of pieces that are going to work out really good together. Kevin, in the grand scheme of things, I could see how the Anthony Davis addition and Luka subtraction, if everybody else is healthy on this team, could be an absolute blast to watch. Hell, we saw it for three quarters. For three quarters, yeah. This team looked like, oh my gosh, if they play with this level of basketball, nobody's going to be able to beat them because nobody has the bigs that they have. Nobody has a talent like Kyrie and a talent like AD, but health is a problem. And right now you hear Jason Kidd talking about it. We need bodies. Like we're running out of bodies.
Did you hear?
We literally just signed a guy to a two-way contract, and he was the leading scorer last night for the team.
He was so sad when he said that too, which I get. He goes, hey, we're trying to figure out a way to finish these games and have enough players. But the guys, they regroup. They're trying their best. But you could tell how freaking crushingly sad.
You could tell by how crushed he was. Kyrie. Yeah. He gets up to shoot free throws, tears in his eyes, because he knows my season's done. And a lot of other people were putting the rest of the season on him, including himself. He was putting the rest of the season on himself to say, I have to pull us out of this. Whether or not he agreed with the trade, he was like, whatever it is, I'm going to be the one that gets the Mavericks to the next place and goes out there and plays his butt off for everybody. And the city started to love him for that purpose because he was like, over the last few years now, we've watched him grow and evolve with this city. And it was an exciting thing. And that's why he was so heartbroken. They convinced Clay to come play here. Yeah. And now Clay's looking at it going, I might be the best offensive player on this team. PJ's ankle is still a problem. Like, this team looked like it was well on its way. But what was the one thing, Kevin, I said at the beginning of the season, no matter how good they are, they got to stay healthy. And I did not expect this level of bad health.
So now another thing I'm thinking about, and I know we're all kind of in the moment and thinking on the fly together, is Kyrie Irving has one more year left on his deal, and it's a player option. So the assumption all along has been, obviously, he would opt out of his player option, sign a new deal, whether it was with Dallas, which is what I presumed, or somewhere else. But now, with the injury, I wonder, do you ride out the player option, take the guaranteed $44 million, whatever it is, money, and you're like, hopefully my injury will just recover and I'll still be able to play next year, but then I'll be able to really make some money back. I don't, just throwing that out there.
As a fan, I hate what you're saying.
Sure.
Because in my mind as a fan, I want him to say, I got unfinished business here, no matter what it is. I told the city I was going to do this for him. We built the team like this. I asked for the band to be together, for us to put this band together. He did. He was telling the media, I've talked to Nico and Jason and ownership. I want the band to be together. I want to continue building this band together. So that's what I want to hear is, I don't care about what happened with the injury. I'm coming back full force for the Mavericks. But that's just me as a Mavs fan. Somebody, Kevin, asked, when do we start holding Jason Kidd accountable the same way that we do with McCarthy? Isn't it his job to motivate players to be better? Kessler Edwards, nobody had ever heard of,
yeah.
And comes in and has a fantastic night. Moses Brown ended up having a monster night the other night. Kai Jones was your leading scorer last night. He's getting dudes off the bench. He's been able to scrap together wins out of nothing. And then on nights where you all of a sudden have a wild injury like this, and you get blown out, like, that one's an emotional loss right there.
So somebody brought this up from the 972. Is there a correlation between the injuries and absence of Casey Smith? I will tell you, I talked with somebody a couple weeks ago entrenched in the organization, and they also asked that question. They didn't definitively...
He's the best.
Yeah, they didn't definitively say, I think this is why, but that question did come up there as well. And now it's a tricky situation. I know we'll have more time to figure it out, but if you just think about the range of, let's just say 6 to 12 months for Kyrie. Okay, 6 months, September. Hey, could you be theoretically ready to go for the start of next season? Yeah, maybe. Oh, rock on. But what if it's closer to 12 months? Hey, are you going to miss the vast majority of the regular?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Taylor season at a time when we also traded away Luka, and you're wondering who's going to be running the offense as the primary ball handler. Well, that's a big ass difference right there.
Yeah, it is kind of a, when you see an injury like that to Kyrie, there was this feeling of, don't worry, we have the best player on the planet right now. Oh crap, we did.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
gone. He's with another team, and he's trying to learn how to enjoy life with them right now. And it looks like he is. Are they the 3 seed right now? Like
they've been playing very well.
I know Jaden Hardy did go down with the sprained ankle last night too. That's another
which
thing.
Feels oddly inconsequential. Same thing with PJ Washington in the game before that. He had re-aggravated his ankle some, I believe.
Yeah.
But okay. So I know people hate
you just
this.
Cruise through the rest of the season. I know kid wants to win, and I know you're trying and everything, but at this point, I'm not usually like this. I would get frustrated when Mike would third game in the season be like, just fold the tent, guys.
Sure.
We might as well quit. That's I would get fair. Frustrated by that. I'm not usually like this, but right now, all the cards have been played. Every card's out there, and you just have a waste deck. That's all you have. You have a junk deck right now. You have nothing left to work with.
Man, from the 214, you're doing great work this morning. I'm going to bring this up later in the show if that's okay with you. From the start of the season until now, this is the most heartbreaking season of my life for any sport. And I think in the regular season, you could make a really strong argument for that. For the
last year's Rangers season was very heartbreaking because you were trying to defend a title and then injuries.
You're right. But at least you didn't trade away Corey Seager,
yes.
right? Like, and that's what makes this feel all the more devastating. And I'm with you yeah. about, like, look, you only got 20 games left. You're 3.5 games up on the Suns. Maybe you should focus on the Blazers because the Suns all hate each other. And that team is imploding, probably worse than any other team in the NBA right now. So you're 4 games ahead of the Portland Trail Blazers to fall out of the playoffs altogether. And get a better look at a lottery pick. And I understand it's probably not going to happen, though. Thank you very much, 817. I definitely have already tweeted out hashtag capture the flag with 2 G's. I think that's the only logical run now is you don't have to tank on purpose. People call it organic tanking when you just play the younger players with the hopes that they'll get better and you're just going to lose the games because you just don't have enough talent and you fall out of the playoff picture altogether, because I don't see any way in hell that this team picks back up any momentum.
I don't understand, Kevin, how you keep fans interested.
Because they'll tell you that Anthony Davis is going to come back soon. I think that's going to be their ace in the hole. I'm not saying that's going to work.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out what, yes. And if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm probably looking at the rest of the season going, why do I want to be on that court right now?
Yeah, like, don't forget how close to needing surgery it really seemed like he was. So are you going to risk it with somebody who's had injury concerns throughout their career? Or are you going to be like, hey, don't worry about it. Take your time.
Yeah, I just
get the surgery.
That's the part where I don't know how, as a Mavs organ, and that's got to be, if you're the PR group, if you're the, I know they're working on fan engagement by raising prices. If you're doing those things, you got to go even further than you thought you were going to go before to not just recapture the people that had already been ticked off and left, but now the people that are just like, what do you got to give for me? Because I'm seeing nothing here now, guys. I'm sorry, but I can't. Look, I'm going to be a Mavericks fan. I will continue to support what they're doing because I am a Mavericks fan. But this is not going to be a fun rest of the season to be part of.
Like, this is legitimately the worst timing for a set of injuries, right? You made the trade that people were pissed about. And then Anthony Davis plays badass for three quarters, and then he's hurt. Now,
and that's what you say to yourself. Hey, look, if we win, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Everybody will forgive us if we win.
I'm even surprised that some people are like, I even won't accept it then. But you're right. And so, okay, he plays great. Maybe it's going to be okay. But then he gets hurt, and you're like, I knew it. I hate this stupid trade. I hate everything about the Mavericks. And then yesterday we talked all about how mad people were about the price increases. That same night, you get absolutely smoked at home. Don't let that get lost. Is that you got worked by Sacramento. And now we find out Kyrie is out for the rest of the year. The day after, you're like, hey, we got to raise season ticket prices because we're, I don't know, investing in the team or whatever nonsense that they threw out there. Like, that is the worst timing.
It's okay, though.
Is it?
Roll out there for some more Max Christie.
I do like Max Christie.
Spencer Dinwiddie. Some more Najee Marshall.
Okay.
Some more Clay.
You want to say Quentin Grimes, right? But remember, we got rid of him for a player that's not ready to go, and Quentin Grimes had 44 this week.
Yeah, let's get Caleb Almost Martin out on that court.
He can't get on the court yet.
Why not?
Because he's still hurt, or he's working his way back.
Get Casey Smith on him. He'll be fine.
Well, we don't have Casey Smith anymore.
He's with the Knicks now.
And I don't mean Martin is working his way back sarcastically. I'm just saying, like, don't forget, that's another trade that the Mavericks made for somebody who wasn't ready to come back. I don't know, dude.
This is a hell of a way to start our day. Hey, we got Dante Exum, though.
That's fine.
These are role players.
I know.
These are role players that you put next to Luka. I'm sorry. I keep going back to that first part of the trade and everything. These are role players that are now going to be asked to be $43 million players.
From the 469, feels like we're running it the way the Cowboys do. If the Mavs win the lottery and get Cooper Flagg, is that a sign that the league was in on the Luka trade and the lottery was quid pro quo? 100%. I'll tell you this. I might just be grasping at straws, but right now, the number one sports conspiracy I believe in is they sent Luka to LA for all the reasons that Mike talked about. And they said, we'll take care of you with the rest of this and the lottery and everything like that and Cooper Flagg. If that happens, well, it's still going to be an S season, but that would make me feel a little better.
The Mavericks have assigned Caleb Martin to the G League. That's so he can
rehabilitate.
That's his work, right?
I'm not going to lie, Corey. The way this day has started, I thought you were going to say they've assigned him to the injured list for the rest of the season because he's now out as well. And then I might have just
improvement.
Yeah, no, it's not. I guess. Jerry, that's a fair
for
point.
For him, Jerry's looking at this going, this is great.
That is improvement.
Mavericks were trying to steal everything from us, and guess what happened?
Now I went to a.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I know.
I love y'all, and I'm sorry that we're going through this together.
Well, I went to a research paper from Stanford University, which Corey,
where Malcolm Moore's from.
Have fiery thoughts about that being
the Malcolm Moore was also designated.
That's fine. He was never going to make the team. We'll get to that and Walcott and everything like that. Stanford researchers have been studying ACL injuries in NBA players and how it affects them.
Awesome. We got Stanford on it, baby.
The average, you might not love all of these numbers. The average return time is 9.8 months. So let's just go ahead and say 10 months. 10 months from now is November, which early November, which actually not so bad. Actually, it's the beginning of January. I don't know why I said that. Save the fan text. I got it. I messed it up. I'm sorry. That's the beginning of January. So not great, but not horrible. However, 11 to 16% of players never came back to the NBA after they suffered this injury.
I want to say the F word, but I can't. And our boss just walked by. So,
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.